about the joy of the heart, that God answers the joy of the heart. God answers the joy of the heart. Father, Lord, we bless you. We thank you, Father. As your word will be coming forth, I pray, Father, that you use me as your instrument of righteousness and as your agent of salvation. I pray that you grant me utterance and grace to speak word in this season for impact in the hearts of your people. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. We give you glory. We give you praise. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
God answers the joy of the heart. The joy of the heart. You know, I've come to a conclusion in life that when we have our hearts fixed on the Word of God, when we have our hearts on the thoughts of the Word of God and on God, there is no way we can fail in life. It is impossible, you know. And I believe that this message will make an impact in our lives in an indelible way in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In Ecclesiastes 5:20, it says, "For he shall not much remember the days of his life, because God answers him in the joy of his heart." God answers the joy of his heart. So, what are you excited about in your heart? God answers you in the joy of your heart. What are you thinking ahead as a vision that we have for our lives? God answers us in the joy of our hearts. What is the picture that you have in your heart towards God and for ourselves? God answers in the joy of our hearts. So what is in the joy of your heart? What are the things that you meditate on? I bet you, I've made a conclusion in life. People are not just what you see. They are not just what we see. They are in what we think. People are essentially in what we think, in our meditation. God answers the joy of our hearts. I was reading this particular psalm, this Psalm 42, and it says, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God. Have an expectation in God, in the joy of your heart. Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him." God answers the joy of the heart. "Who is the health of my countenance and my God?" So you see, it is actually in this psalm and then in the next psalm, 43 verse 5, that shows me that God is actually the health of our countenance. God is the health of our lives. So if God is the health of our lives, so that means he takes pleasure in healing our bodies. God takes pleasure in delivering us. God takes pleasure in healing us, delivering us, and saving us. So we cannot be a victim of accident, because God is the health of our lives, is the health of our countenance. So God takes pleasure in our lives. And because he takes pleasure in our lives, he will not let any accident befall us. He said, "No evil shall befall you, neither shall any plague come nigh your dwelling." God is the health of our lives. God is the health of our countenance. He sees that we are good. He says, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. God is the health of our lives. He sees that we are well. But brethren, I want you to know this. It is very important, because what you put in your spirit determines what becomes the manifestation of your life. What you meditate on, what you think on a daily basis, are the ways of your manifestation, your thinking, your meditation. So I don't just see people the way they appear only. You need to know the thoughts and the meditation of men to know who they are. If you don't know what is going on in the thoughts of man, if you don't know what people are meditating on, you don't know them. I bet you, they may be looking so simple, but the thoughts are wild. I bet when we adjust the thoughts and the meditation of our hearts to reflect the word of God, we shall not miss our manifestation in life, in the name of Jesus Christ. So I said, God answers the joy of the heart by the spirit of thanksgiving. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So in giving thanks, God fulfills the joy of our hearts. In living a life of thanksgiving, God fulfills the joy of our hearts. In Psalm 100 verse 4, it says, enter into his gate with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. God answers the joy of our hearts by a lifestyle of giving thanks. Brethren, I've said you can make a living by just giving thanks. Hallelujah. In Psalm 107 verse 1, it says, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. In giving thanks, God increases his mercy upon our lives. In giving thanks unto God, God answers the joy of our hearts. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. God answers the joy of the heart by a life of gratitude. God answers the joy of our hearts when we know how to be grateful, how to be thankful, by a life of gratitude. And you see, this expression is clear in the life of the 10 lepers. Luke 17:12. It says, and he entered into a certain village. There met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go, show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. As they were going, God answers the joy of their heart in obedience. God answered the joy of the heart of the lepers for cleansing them, for cleaning them, for making them whole. Hallelujah. In the verse 18, it says, there are not found that returned to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Because only one person came to give thanks, he said he was made whole. Hallelujah. Amen. God answered the joy of the heart of the only one leper that came to give thanks by making him whole. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In 1 Thessalonians 5:17, it says, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. So we should pray always. Hallelujah. In praying always, God answers the joy of our hearts. By being tenacious in prayer, by being consistent in prayer, God answers the joy of our hearts. It's just a matter of time. Hallelujah. In Acts 12:5, it says, Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Prayer was made consistently for Peter, and eventually God answered the joy of the heart of the believers because they did not give up in praying for Peter. But in the case of James, when James was killed, it was not mentioned that prayer was made like it is mentioned here. So, prayer without ceasing make God to answer the joy of our hearts. God answers the joy of the hearts of his children by living a life of focus on the Word of God. When we live a life of focus on the Word of God, what you meditate on in the Word of God, what you think on in the Word of God, God makes it to become your manifestation. God answers the joy of the heart by living a life of focus on the Word of God, a life of commitment to reading, a life of commitment to studying the Bible, a life of commitment to meditating the Bible, makes God to answer the joy of our hearts. Hallelujah. In Joshua 1:8, it says, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may be able to do according to all that is written therein. Then it says, for then you shall make your way prosperous, and you shall have good success. Hallelujah. Amen. In focusing on the Word of God and on God, he says that we shall have good success. In focusing upon the Word of God and upon God, he says that we shall be prosperous. So focusing on God and his Word makes us to receive the joy of our hearts in expectation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Acts 6:4. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. So giving ourselves continually to prayer, consistently to prayer, makes God to answer the joy of our hearts. If you not give up, God will be there for you.
Amen.
If you will not give up, God will come through for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Genesis 24:63. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field at the eventide. And he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, the camels were coming. You see, God answered the joy of his heart. As he was meditating upon the word of God, Isaac was meditating upon the word of God when God answered and brought through the joy of his heart. Because that was when his wife Rebecca came. As he was meditating upon the word of God, God answered the joy of the heart of Isaac. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Psalm 1 verse 1, it says, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. You see, in meditation upon the word of God day and night brings something into your heart. It makes you to have the consciousness of the word of God in your spirit. It makes you to be able to be aware of what the word of God says concerning you, of our place in Christ Jesus by the word of God. So God answers the joy of our hearts when we meditate upon his word day and night. In Psalm 119, 148, it says, my eyes prevent the night watches, that I might meditate in thy word. My eyes prevent the social media that I might meditate in thy word. So instead of just browsing the social media, I saw an entanglement that is upon everyone right now, invariably, because now, you just click on something, and then the next thing is, they just keep coming and coming. And they are always very interesting. And before you know it, you have spent 30 minutes, 1 hour, just because you wanted to check only one information. They kept you there by all of these things that is new. But I bet you, God is delivering his children from this. It is everybody. It has caught me. There was one time. I just wanted to check something. Just one thing. Somebody just sent me a short message. I just wanted to look at it. And before I realized it, I'd already spent an hour browsing. So I have seen that there is a device in this age right now that is very entangling for the children of God. And God will deliver us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So my eyes prevent the night watches that I might meditate in thy word. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy 4:15, it says, meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear unto all. So meditate upon these things. Meditate upon the word of God. Give yourself wholly unto them, that thy profiting may appear unto all. In Psalm 34, verse 5, it says, they looked unto him. We looked unto him. We looked on God. We looked upon the word of God. And then the Bible says, and were lightened. We are lighted by the word of God, and their faces were not ashamed. In looking upon the word of God, in studying the Bible, in reading the Bible, in meditating the Bible says, you are lighted by the same. You are lighted by the word of God, and you will never be ashamed. Hallelujah. By looking in the word, the Lord answers the joy of our heart. So I also have here that God answers the joy of the heart by our determination to be a blessing. Because you are determined to be a blessing, God answers the joy of your heart. By your desires to be a blessing, God says the way you want to be a blessing is the way he's going to make it happen for you.
Amen.
So,
amen.
Before the need arises, the provision is ready.
Amen.
Because God answers the joy of the heart. God answers the joy of our heart when we are determined to be a blessing to other people. Hallelujah. And being a blessing is God answering the joy of our hearts, because God wants people that will be able to pass on and pass on and pass on. And God wants people that will be able to be a blessing to other people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. In Deuteronomy 8:18, it says, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto thy fathers, as it is this day. So it is God that gives you power to get wealth. So it is God that gives us the ability. We are alive. He says, we are living because God empowers our lives for life. We are alive because our life is empowered by him. We live and move and have a being. Without him, we can do nothing. Without God, we are helpless. Without God, we are powerless. Without God, our ability is enablement. God enables our ability. Whatsoever we are able to do, it is God that enables us. We can do nothing of our own. We are not self-existing. Because of God enabling and empowering empowering our lives, we are able to do all that we are able to do. We are able to go to work because God enables us. We are able to do everything we do in life because God enables us. It is because of the enablement of God that we are alive and that we are living.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. In Psalm 41, verse 1, it says, Blessed is he that considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in the time of trouble.
Amen.
The Lord will preserve him and
Amen.
Keep him alive.
Amen.
He shall be blessed upon the earth,
Amen.
And thou will not deliver him unto the will of his enemies.
Amen.
The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing.
Amen.
Thou wilt make all his bed in his sickness.
Amen.
Brethren, you see, just one of those days that I was reading the Psalms in the night, this Psalm just stuck into my spirit. And I realized that there is nothing that is accidental in life. There is nothing that is just luck in life. He said, blessed is he that consider the poor. So there must be something that you are doing to consider the less privileged. The Lord will deliver him in the time of trouble because he considers the less privileged. Because you consider the poor, this is the reason why the Lord will deliver you in the time of trouble. The Lord will preserve you and keep you alive because you consider the poor. Because you are a blessing to the needy, you are a blessing to the poor. The Bible says the Lord will preserve you and keep you alive. These are the reason things happen in life. They don't just happen by chance. He said, they shall be blessed upon the earth.
Amen.
They are blessed upon the earth.
Amen.
Because they consider the poor. Because they seek after the need of the needy. They shall be blessed upon the poor.
Amen.
They shall not be destroyed by their enemies.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then the Bible says, in sickness, the Lord will raise him up.
Amen.
He will raise him up in sickness.
Amen.
He will raise him up. He will not let any sickness keep him
Amen.
On sickness bed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. God answers the joy of the heart by the tenacity of faith. In Mark 11:23, he said, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. So by the tenacity of faith, God answers the joy of our heart. God answers the joy of the heart by our vision in picture. By putting your vision in picture, your business vision, by putting it in picture, God answers the joy of our hearts. God grants our heart desire Amen. By having the vision in our picture, by having the vision of our lives in picture, by having the vision of our home in picture, by having the vision of our business in picture. God answers the joy of our hearts. But keep on persisting, keep on moving forward. Let there be an improvement every day in what we do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God answers the joy of our hearts. In Genesis 13:14, it says, and the Lord said unto Abraham, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now your eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward, southward, eastward, westward. For all the land which thou seest to thee, I will give it. All what you see, it shall become yours.
Amen.
As far as you can have it in picture, it shall become yours. As long as you can conceive it in your imagination, it shall become yours. As long as you can envisage and have a vision and a picture of your dream, your dream life, anything that you desire and that you have in picture, the Bible says, as long as you can keep looking at the picture, that it shall become your manifestation.
Amen.
It shall become yours.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then in 2 Timothy says, and God also answers the joy of the heart by your availability to be an instrument in the hand of God.
Yes,
when you are ready to be an instrument of God's righteousness, you are ready to be an instrument of his salvation, that God can use you to minister salvation to the unsaved, that God can use us as his instrument of righteousness and as his agent of salvation. God answers the joy of your heart when you are willing in your heart, because you see, everything is from the heart. Look, there are some things that God will throw at you, and I bet you the answer that God is looking for is in your meditation, is in your thoughts, what you are thinking loud, what you are saying loud in your heart. It's what God is looking for when God throws some things at you. It is what you say in your heart that God is interested in.
Yes,
I bet you. And God answers the joy of the heart by your availability to be an instrument in the hand of God, by being an instrument of his righteousness and his agent of salvation. God answers the joy of our hearts. In Exodus 35, verse 30, and Moses said unto the children of Israel, see, the Lord had called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And he had filled them with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, and in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship. Look at this blessing. Because he was going to be an instrument in the hand of God, because he was going to be an agent in the hand of God, the Bible says God blessed him with the spirit of wisdom and understanding, with the spirit of knowledge in all manner of workmanship. So in every realm that you turn, God blesses a man that wants to be an instrument in the hand of God. God blesses them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As long as you are determined to be an instrument of his righteousness and his agent of salvation, God answers the joy of your heart.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Ephesians 2:10, it says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. You see, we are the instrument of God. We are an instrument in the hands of God. We are created as his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. In 1 Corinthians 3:9, it says, for we are laborers together with God. You see, everything that God does on the earth, he makes us his partner. God is making his children his partner in achieving everything that God does on the earth. If God is going to change the life of somebody, God is going to partner with someone.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
for
yes,
we are laborers together with God. We are God's husbandry. We are God's building. In Psalm 51 verse 10, it says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. I want us to rise up at this time and begin to pray this prayer. I just want us to pray this prayer right now. Father, Lord, create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation. Uphold me with your free spirit, O Lord. O Lord, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, O Lord. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with your right spirit, O Lord. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation and uphold me with your right spirit. Thank you, Father. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.